Suzanne Houston. Phil or Wendy? Hello, hello?
Hello, it's Leah.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
God, I miss you.
Hi, Ed.
Just buttering up all the women, aren't you, today, Ed?
What do you want now?
We're on to you.
Only new.
Hey, I could use some buttering up.
Oh, John, you know. All right, well, they're not here. I have 1 o'clock, so I'm ready to go. And hopefully a short call. Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
it's got to be Elizabeth Sowell with a sad voice.
A terrible cold.
Oh,
holy, got money today.
Where you are.
Two days ago, I couldn't even talk.
Oh, my gosh. I think personally you sound terrible.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you feel better, but congratulations.
Take care of yourself.
Congratulations on getting that grant.
Hey, your bug. Thank you. The one for Claire?
Yep.
I got another one, too.
Congratulations.
Twice
I just found out 2 days ago that a new R01 is going to be funded. It was a programmatic decision. It got 26th percentile, and they're funding it.
Fantastic.
I'm just bragging, but...
But that's not NIAAA, is it?
No, it's mental health, and it's about adolescent risk-taking, reward processing, brain.
You got a job for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Ed, you're shameless.
All right, anyone who's on that we didn't get their name?
Yeah, Bill Dunty's here, and Dale.
Hey, Bill and Dale.
Hello.
Hi.
And Claudia Pesci.
I'd like to thank the two of you for your efforts on behalf of CFAS in the last couple weeks, anyway.
Thank you very much.
And we are very, very appreciative. And, you know, if we could send you a bottle of wine, we would. So,
yeah, we'd have to send it back.
No, we're just going to do this virtually, if you don't mind. All right? It'll just be a virtual thank you.
Sure.
But we do appreciate it, because I know you had to rush things through, but it's always good news. All right. Well, a number of people. Ken Warren is in the Denver airport. Ken Jones is in clinic. Tina is on a plane. And we didn't hear back, I don't think, from Phil May or Wendy. But we have the informatics people on, Elizabeth Sal, the 3D imaging people, myself, and Sarah Mattson and Jennifer Thomas, John Hannigan from the Science Advisory Board, and Bill and Dale from NIAAA. The big item that I have, besides reviewing any up-to-date progress, is we did receive word that the funds to allow some imaging data to go on at Atlanta have been made available. And so I'd like to thank Claire Coles and Elizabeth Sal and Bill and Dale for working on that and getting that through. And I think that's going to increase the number of clear-cut cases of FAS we have, where we can get imaging, dysmorphology, 3D facial imaging, and neurobehavior all on the same kids. So I'm appreciative of that. The other item is that we've picked a date for the CIFD annual meeting, and it is going to be in Washington, D.C., and we've blocked out the 31st of January, the 1st to 2nd of February. And I know everyone has a concern of why we're meeting in Washington, D.C. in February, but we were advised that the PASS project, which is the one that studies the relationship between alcohol and sudden infant death, is going to be meeting on the 3rd and 4th of February, and that there was interest in having some type of joint meeting or a meeting that they could attend, and then we would be invited to attend their meeting. And so that's why, and those dates worked out for almost everybody. So right now, if you can hold those dates, the 31st, 1st, and 2nd, and then if you would be interested in staying over the past project, that's going to be meeting the 3rd and the 4th. And I talked to Hannah Kinney and emailed Hannah Kinney and Bill Pfeiffer. And Hannah's in South Africa, but she's agreed to work on trying to put together some type of joint program when she gets back in the States on the 20th. If anyone has any ideas about that, please let me know or speak up now or email me or whatever. But I think for those of you who have been invited to a past meeting, they have certainly an interesting data set and lots of opportunities, I think, for follow-up, particularly in the older age cohorts. And they're certainly interested in the types of behavioral and brain effects we're finding and in the 3D camera. So we don't have any official agenda worked out yet or whether there will be a joint meeting of the two groups or whether or not we'll just meet on our respective days and then and attend each other's meetings, those people who want to. Dale, you probably know, is this the meeting for the past project to decide about their renewal?
Well, they're going to have one prior to that, and they're continually working on their renewal. So I suspect it'll still be a topic. This would be February. That would be after their. I'm conferring with Bill here. I think that might.
So do you think a joint meeting would be a possibility, or do you think it's just more like two meetings where we could go back and or attend each other's meetings if we wanted to stay over an extra day or come in a day early?
Yeah, I mean, usually their meetings are really packed and very workmanlike.
Unlike ours, you mean?
Well, no.
I didn't like the comparison.
You're on our side, Dale.
Well, I meant it.
You were teasing you.
We understand.
No, there's much, you know, it's much less intellectual. But don't tell them I said that.
Well, that's because we don't have that data analysis company.
Yeah, I mean, they really focus a lot on just keeping, they're recruiting lots and lots of pregnancies and kids, and so a lot of the focus is on just, you know, talking about, you know, burden to clinical coordinators and you know, how to keep on track. So it has a different feel to me. So I don't know how the two cultures will mesh together, but certainly, you know, butting them up against each other to allow for the opportunity, because I think it would, as you said, this is an enormous population that they're a cohort they're creating. But since their focus is SIDS, they have no plans beyond year one. They have no mechanism in place to follow these kids beyond year one at the moment. So, yet, you know, being about two-thirds from South Africa and one-third from the Northern Plains, that there's going to be plenty of cases that could be very interesting to follow longitudinally in terms of FAS and FASD. And they have a component, an FAS component. Amy Elliott is the head person there. I think that there is a lot, as you mentioned, potential to learn from this cohort, but it's going to take people appreciating, you know, what's there and how to somehow keep this cohort together so that can be followed. But getting back to the structure of the meeting, I could imagine it being some kind of blend, at least for a day, or some kind, just kind of juxtaposing in a strategic way that people from either group that have interest can sit in and take in. I'll stop there.
I do know that I just was asked to look over one of their concepts sheets, and I think that they are going to start looking at older kids. This was one by Bill Pfeiffer. Maybe I'm wrong about the age at which he was going to test them.
But, yeah, I'm not sure which this one would be. There is one that this brings to mind that has to do with looking at socioeconomic status, correlates, where they are actually going to follow some beyond the first year. I don't think anything else I've seen goes beyond the first year. So that might be the one you're thinking of. That's the first thing that's really come along. There's been a lot of concern about how can we follow them going forward, but that's the first thing come along.
All right. Well, yeah. No, I guess in the concept sheet, it's over by 1 year. I thought this one was going to go longer, but this is Bill Pfeiffer. So
the other thing that I'm not sure everyone is aware of is that they're gearing up in collaboration with you guys and notably Tatiana to start doing 3D facial imaging at 1 month and 12 months on these kids as they come through the protocol. And that could be underway within a matter of a few months. And hopefully they'll be successful in their renewal and can continue it through. But they
Are those data going to be analyzed by Peter Hammond?
Yes, that's part of the plan.
There's Tatiana. Good.
Okay.
And I think, can I just make sure, because I had talked to Ken when I saw him, I don't know what day was it now, Wednesday morning, I guess it was. So can I contact them? Do they know that everything's now moving and we should be able to start planning and getting things going there?
You're speaking to us?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. No. So this is attached to one of the grants, and we just saw the notice released for the type 5 for that grant, and it didn't have it in yet. So they're just a little behind on
okay.
processing the notice for the supplement.
Okay.
But everything we see says it shouldn't be long before that's all formalized.
I just think especially, I guess I wasn't as aware of where they were in terms of their renewal, so I just really want to get going with them.
Yeah.
And so I just, the moment, and I just know they won't do anything until money's in their hand. And so, but the moment it's in there, I want to start getting things set up so we can get over there and get training started.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And on a recent call, the folks in South Africa said that they are having a room readied. Okay. For the camera and all. So
maybe I'll work with them on, I don't know what their consent status is in terms of informed consent. So it would be reasonable for me to start all that. And
right.
I don't know how long it takes. Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. So the next question then relates to the meeting. And again, I'll have to talk with Bill and Hannah about this after Hannah gets back. But we did talk about having a 2-day rather than a 3-day meeting. So how do people feel about that? We have 3 days reserved, the 31st, 1st, and 2nd. What's the consensus or feeling about a 2 versus a 3-day meeting?
2 is probably better.
For who?
This is John, just for schedule's sake.
All right, so... do people think the 3-day meeting is just too long or onerous, and that should
three, do you mean 3 with the 1 in conjunction with PASS?
No, I'm talking about the
us
way we
having
had
a 3-day, then plus maybe 1 or 2 more days with PASS.
Yes.
That's really long.
We have the science meeting.
That's a long time. That's hard to get away that long.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
I think the 3-day meeting where we have the basic science, the joint meeting, and then the clinical meeting works pretty well. But I agree with you that if we are going to plan on anything with the pass or staying over, that we should probably do a basic science day, a clinical day, and go from there.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to try for the first and second. But, Dale, just let's leave the room open for the 31st until after Hannah gets back and
sure.
I'm with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Everybody had their Google Docs. Hopefully Jill sent them out to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as you can see, I think some sites are doing really well. And the latest one that I'm looking at online, for the neurobehavioral, San Diego has met its surpassed its recruitment goal for the entire project. And so we are good there. And some of the other ones, South Africa, really bumped up in the last month or two and is now at about 88% with 4 months left to go. But we still have a few sites that are still at that 50% mark. And so we're going to try to encourage them. And because there's literally, you know, we reduced the number of subjects that people had to recruit, but all the data collection on those subjects was supposed to be done by the end of this year so that we would have time to analyze some data and go into our last year writing the renewal. And so look at that Google Doc, see where your site is, and try to make arrangements to fill it up so we get that 100% at each of the sites that have been proposed. But I think we're doing fairly well at most places. I think with the inclusion of the imaging in Atlanta, we're going to have a reasonable number of kids where we can have measures on all the measures and go from there. Claudia's Tesh is not on, is she?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi, Claudia.
Yeah, I've been on all this time.
Okay, great. I was going to ask if you had anything to tell us about the MEG project that's going on. And probably should have given you forewarning. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, we'll be measuring another 6 subjects this in September, which is good. So we're trying to get all of our second-year subjects done very early in the year. Not so good news is we had a major flood, which actually originated in a part of my lab. And so my lab's been completely closed down for about a month now. But we did manage to save all the data. So that's the good news.
So how many kids with histories of prenatal alcohol exposures have you scanned so far?
We have 10 FASD and 5 controls, and we're going to pick up another 2 FASD this month and then another 4 controls.
Okay. And the reason I ask is we had talked about the Vancouver meeting.
Right.
And are you still interested in
What time is that?
March 3rd and 4th, I believe.
March 3rd and 4th should be fine.
Okay. We're still waiting for them for the final list, and I had submitted 8 or 9 names, and I got a preliminary one back the other day that they might be really interested in hearing something on the MEG.
Okay.
So, they just wanted to make sure that you'd have some data to report, and so I told them I would ask you. And so that
yes.
sounds like a reasonable number, to at least for preliminary data.
Sure. Sure. I don't think I can tell you right now what I would like to talk about in the data, but I'm certain that we will have something to say by then.
Okay, great. All right, so anything new in the informatics world?
We have gotten the changes for neurobehavior for DBT and SCT set, and my understanding is that 2 of the sites have gotten their input tools to us, and the data have been exchanged out, but there are 2 sites we're still waiting on. So hopefully if people want to upload that type of data, they'll get those input tools to us.
Okay. Sarah, I know you're going to have to leave soon, so is there anything that you need to report? I know you had the paper come out in the last month. I think since the last conference call, the profile paper came out. So.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
No.
Oh, I can. Okay.
Speak up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm in my car. No, I don't have a lot to report. I wanted to add something to what you said about the neurobehavior is that, and I don't know if there are actually enough people on the call, but we really need to get the data. The Google Docs are the subjects that have been tested, and we didn't talk about the subjects that are in the database, and that's really critical for us because we can't do anything with the data if the data aren't in the database. And that's a really big deal. And Andy and Michelle have been working with Ben and I on developing a missing data procedure, not providing the missing data, but identifying where the missing data are. So you'll be hearing about that shortly. We're going to be identifying where, subjects should be there but aren't, and tests should be there but aren't. And we're hoping to get that moving pretty soon because there really is a lot of information that must exist, but we can't get to it.
Right. And to reiterate that, I think that the first part of Jill's email tried to show that in the percent of subjects that had been entered into the central repository. So in part, that's, I think, what you're saying, but it also
right.
that all the other measures have to get in there as well.
Right, exactly. And the thing is also those counts are just the subject exists. It doesn't say whether the subject – it could be just one test for one for that subject, that there a record has been started for that subject, but it doesn't mean that all the data are present. So even if that number is 100%, that's what Andy and Michelle and Ben and I are working on, is identifying the gaps in the data that are in the central repository.
Okay. So all right, Elizabeth, I just so you don't have to talk, you don't have to talk long because I know your voice is heading out, but anything new and exciting besides the new project in Atlanta?
No, I think that we're just about ready to submit the brain face paper. We're just waiting for comments from a couple of people who I won't name. I don't know.
Hi.
What?
Am I one of them?
No.
Okay, then you can name them.
That was very.
We're waiting for Sarah and Colleen.
Okay.
So Florence has already incorporated all the other comments, and we haven't decided on a venue. So, but presumably, as soon as we get comments from those other two people, we could submit it.
Okay.
It says they would have it by, today. It's the holiday. I mean.
What about second scans? How are they coming?
For me?
Yeah.
I think we've actually got them. I don't think it's zero at L.A. Now.
In San Diego, we don't start till January with our second scans.
Okay. In South Africa, they're still doing their time one, but I advise strongly, I hope I've said, to just start doing time two on the first kid they did at time one.
Okay. All right. Were you invited by any chance to this International Society for Magnetic Resonance in Medicine meeting?
Yeah, but I said I couldn't go.
Okay. All right.
I don't think it was about FAS, though, they wanted.
Not.
Was it?
No.
Oh.
But you're not going?
No. Someone invited me to go and talk, but they said, but you have to pay for registration and all your we can't pay anything. So I just said no.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I don't think it was about FAS.
Invited me, but offered to pay.
What?
I'll see what I can do. Would you go if they paid your way?
Oh, I don't know, and I've got so much travel.
All right, then we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But it's someone from NIH, so that's why I...
Was it?
Yeah, it's NINDS.
Uh-huh.
So, all right.
Well,
I always hate to turn those people down, but all right. Not a problem.
Did you
all
tell
right.
them to invite me?
Huh?
Did you tell them to invite me?
Oh, no. All right. Tatiana.
Okay, so I think I have a series of things I can tell you. But so I think you alluded to it earlier. We, after our call last Friday, submitted a supplement that would allow us to get a GWAS using an Omni. It's an Omni Express, which is about 700,000 SNPs. We would do it at the other side of the CIDR facility, for those of you familiar with that. And we can do 235 of the 239 unique unrelated individuals. So it's only four individuals that we would miss out on. And that looks promising. I think we've been working through paperwork, and Bill has been really great about it. And so I think that's moving along well. Other thing that we have, so I'm talking more about kind of, I'll talk about where we're going with different things in terms of collection and things like that. We also have been in contact with Jeff Wozniak, I think I've got his name right, who's in Minneapolis and who has a nice collection of alcohol-exposed kids. We've gone back and forth with him in terms of the protocol for CFAS, and I think he's quite interested and would be able to also collect saliva. So I think we've given him all the pieces I think that he needs, and I'll double-check with him next week to see if there's anything else he needs. The PASS is very good news as well. So we had done the concept sheet and all that to go with PASS, and so to be able to go over there, we would immediately, as soon as we can get over there, get all the informed consents and all the right pieces in place. But I'd like to hook up with the PASS people as fast as we can to get that started. In terms of analysis at our end, let me work my way through. So we did a call with – I did an email back and forth with Peter Hammond. We're trying to get him to be able to do our monthly meetings that we have as well. And he really wants – I mean – I don't want to say a broken record. He needs what he needs. He needs more images, and he needs more FAS. He's made that really clear for what he needs. He can do group analyses, and he's doing individual level analyses, but it's not as powerful as what he would like. So that's part of the motivation for going everywhere we can to try to get FAS kids for him for what he does. In terms of our own place, we actually are trying to see I don't know, we've talked about this on previous calls. I just think it's going to be very challenging with the small, relatively small numbers we have, particularly in the U.S., to be able to say that the camera can do, equally with what a dysmorphologist can do, just given that you're trying to meet a gold standard that, may not be completely a gold standard. And so what we've been talking about at our group is we've actually been playing, not to speak heresy, a little bit with the Susan Astley program, and there's a piece of it that we really like, which is the circularity that she has. And what we're looking for is, actually, is there a way that we can build additional elements independently of that that perhaps can be used in conjunction with what I think is actually a nice thing in her, which is circularity. But from what I've learned and what Elizabeth Moore and Rick Ward are hearing in the field is very few people actually use that part of her program. Which, I don't know what to make of that. But actually, when we use it in our hands, it actually isn't bad. And so we're looking for a way that we could also put in a filtrum component of our own that would be, rather than using a subjective scale, could actually be quantitative. And I think that is the way to go. And that's actually the big thing that we're working with all the computer people at our place with. Leah is working on a paper that compares two time points in the South Africa data, the kids at, it's kind of a building on the poster she had, but with more data at RSA at the 5-year and 9-year time point, and she can talk more about that, but that analyses are pretty well underway, and I think is pretty close to being ready to start writing. Would you agree with that, Leah?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you really agree with that?
I really agree with it.
Everything I see suggests that you're ready to start writing that, and so... I think she's ready to go with that. It's just a matter of us getting that written. So that's – I think I hit everything.
The I think the Jeff Wozniak thing, I've been talking with him. I think that's a reasonable place to get a larger number of FAS kids in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have any idea when you might want to schedule a clinic there?
Yeah, I think we should do it with a clinician. And so was it we had talked about Ken, the other person that – maybe it was Ken Warren who suggested me. I'm sorry, I can't remember who I talked to at NIAAA. I think it was Ken. But Gene Hoiny is actually pretty close, and I didn't think of asking him, and I don't know if there's any reason why I shouldn't. I mean, he's actually closer geographically. He's very busy, but I would be willing, if it was a matter of working with the schedules, if I can get one or the other, and I think we can make almost any dates that we're given. So
one of the problems with Gene is that – sometimes you get billed for his time.
Oh, okay, maybe I don't want Gene then. Okay.
And not always, but...
Okay.
And he does not, the university does not give a discount for his efforts.
Okay, so it would be better if I didn't ask him.
Well, you
That's
know,
okay.
It would be great if you could get him there because he is closer.
Okay.
And Luther may have more time than either Ken or Gene.
Okay.
And I think we could go with any of them.
Okay. So what I was just looking for was flexibility in terms of dates. So when I follow up with him next week, I can start to talk to him about, you know, what he thinks the timeline is, you know, for his IRB approval. I get the impression he's just adding something on potentially to an existing research program he has. So it's just an amendment. Is that?
I got the impression it was amendment except for everything except for the genetics.
Except for what?
The genetics.
Although he knew a lot about it, so he's clearly done it before because he knew exactly what I would need to do. So I got the impression that it wasn't like doing a new protocol, but I will ask him when I follow up next week what kind of a timeline he thinks and if we should be talking about dates. I just don't want to schedule it and then him not have IRB approval, but us moving ours wouldn't be that much, but if I get the clinician over there, I don't want to not have him be ready. But I'll talk timeline with him.
What I'm trying to do is to see if we can get this done by the end of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know,
I'm on the same timeline. Okay.
But I got a lot of money invested in Peter.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to get him working on this.
Got it. All right. So I will, I can even do it right now and just ask him if we can start talking dates. And then I'll go with the clinicians and see who I can get there.
Okie dokie.
Okie doke.
Anything else from anybody? Dr. Hannigan?
Nothing from me, thank you.
Okay. Anyone from NIAAA care to chime in? And
I've already stuck my foot in my mouth once.
So how's the weather there today?
Well, we're kind of getting some cool weather coming in. We're not, you know, there's a hurricane on the coast, but we're not feeling any of that here. But we're dropping into the low 80s.
Woo-hoo. That sounds cool.
No big wind or rain yet, huh?
No, mm-mm, not here.
All right. Bill, any comments?
No.
All right. Any last-minute words about anything? Anything people need me to do or anything?
Boy, I wish I could say something to that. That seems like a gift.
I've done enough for you lately.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't given that opportunity.
All righty then. Well, thank you. And people who have or will be agreeing to go to Vancouver will be getting something from me early next week or over the weekend.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.